Excitement, excitement, excitement. And we always look forward to this time on Monday morning when we get to talk to Red Sox pitching legend Bill the Spaceman Lee. Good morning, Billy, my boy. How you doing this morning?
Hey, couldn't be better, man. Celtics win. Red Sox win. They win six. They lose four on the road trip. Can't be any better than that.
Okay, there are two basic things we want to talk to you this morning. Let's start off with Spooky Mookie. How good is Mookie Betts?
That was the most beautiful catch in right field, how he timed it, how he slid. It's whatever he does. If he was a ballet dancer, he would be the best. If he's a synchronized swimmer, he is just, he's ethereal. He is, it's unbelievable how effortlessly he does it. You know, Jackie Bradley is ballistic. He does things dramatically and big like that. But Betts is just, it's unbelievable how graceful he is.
Is it time to trade Jackie Bradley Jr.? He's hitting 171.
Yeah, who wants him?
No, you just got to give him a bigger bat, get him off the plate, turn him into a ping hitter, and his defense. We have the best defense. The play we made in left field where we threw the guy out at home plate, you know, Barnes coughs it up again. He's got like, he's a big cat with fur balls, you know. And,
wow.
And we bail him out by throwing guys out at home plate.
Yep.
You know, Embry's doesn't have really good control, but he's got really good stuff. You know, the our bullpen has always been that way, and it probably always will. But, you know, you got Kimbrel that comes in. He's just gutsy. I'm glad they didn't use him yesterday. So, don't worry about it.
Okay.
What happened?
Okay, hang on just a second here.
I think it was a solar flare.
Yeah, solar. Hey, I think the sun just exploded. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Bill, are you concerned? Now, okay, we're coming off another Yankee series. Are you concerned at all about the Yankees?
No, yeah. No. They were low-scoring games early. You know, it's we're the two best teams. We will see each other in October.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. Don't just enjoy what you're seeing right now. And I've never seen, you know, Ramirez so happy. You know, it's just amazing, Cora, what he's done. Okay. Enjoy it.
One fly in the ointment. Let's talk about David Price. What is the deal with David Price?
I could talk all day about him. From a psychiatrist's point of view, he and I have nothing in common.
Okay. Okay. So do you,
you know,
think
what? I played Pong. I was the greatest Pong player in the history of Daisy Buchanan's. All the American Airlines stews used to prompt me, and I would go in and wax everybody until about the 12th beer. You know, and then Cashman would leave, go the wrong way on the one-way street. He'd end up in Lockwood. When all the cops went that way, I would drive home to Belmont.
Okay, so you think that it's a head problem with David Price. Is that it?
No, it's the fact that he said it. I was born in 85, and he's a product of this generation of digital and carpal tunnel and computer-like things. And, you know, he's no different than me. We both have ADD. You know, it's just that I harness mine through alcohol.
I think he's got Lincoln Tunnel Syndrome. He's afraid of the Yankees.
Well, he's not afraid of anybody. He's a big dog, and he's got good stuff. All he's got to do is quit playing video games, start gardening, take up gardening, and use his hands to break up dirt. You know, maybe like Fisk. Fisk grows orchids. Have him send him down to Fisk, get him in the orchid business, and we'll talk later.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, you got the answer for us this morning. There you go. As we said, Bill Leakin, you can always count on Bill for the answer to any problem. Okay, have a great one, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. That's why they call it Answers from Space.
See you. Okay. We'll see you in the playoffs.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.